I want to speak today because today is a special Sunday for us. Today is a day that we have set aside as a people, as a country, as a place of God, to honor our mothers. Amen. Amen. That's right. Honor our mothers. This is Mother's Day Sunday, and of course, it's not the same. We're not together. Can't bless our moms in person, many of us, and haven't seen all the lovely mothers with the hats and the, just showing up just to be celebrated and honored. They deserve to be honored. So it is up to us to make sure we still take the time to celebrate and to honor our mothers. They are the mothers of all living, the scripture says, and they are worthy of our honor and of our praise. And the best way that we know how, we need to always continue to honor our mothers with our hearts. And it's not just a commandment of God. It is an obligation for us as the people of God to make sure we live that out in our lives. I mean, mothers are special people. We know that. We know we can't get along without them, and we don't want to go along without them because of our mothers. Amen. And many of our special mothers, I say happy Mother's Day to you wherever you are. I pray that you're being blessed and you're being honored because we love you with all of our hearts, and we want you to be honored and special because you are special. And not only special to God, but you are special to us. Amen. So this morning, I want to speak to us on the subject of not without honor. Not without honor. It's a very important subject for us and a very timely message I believe God has given me for the day. Is that we always usually try to encourage our mothers and encourage the different states their mothers in, mothers who have lost children, mothers who have lost family members in their lives, mothers who are single mothers. We have all kind of moms in our midst, and each one is deserving of their own special honor. But today, I want to talk to our hearts today about this subject, not without honor. Jesus, when he was serving and as a young man and serving in Nazareth and performing miracles and touching people's lives and doing amazing things, but yet in the scripture says he was without honor, that they still looked at him as the carpenter's son, and isn't he the carpenter's son? And he was not given the honor, and the scripture says there was not much belief there. He said he couldn't do many miracles there in Nazareth because of the unbelief, and really most of that was it was no honor. And if we will be careful today, and I want to make sure that we are, as I teach the word of God today, so I hope you have your Bibles, and you should. I want you to get in the word of God and see what God speaks to us about this special subject called honor. See, because when there's no honor and there's places without honor, then there's a different atmosphere. There's a different expectation. There's a different illumination in our heart because there is no honor. Come on, as a local pastor, I can tell you, honor is a significant thing when you watch it and you see the lack of it or the disdain for it. And some of it's nothing and no guilt of others or of yourself, but just that people have learned to be unhonorable or dishonorable. And God looks at that and he wants to touch our heart. I believe that we should never be a people of God that live without honor. Come on, it happens all around us and in different places and in different circumstances, but we cannot be people who live without honor. Come on, the scripture here in Ephesians chapter 6, if you have your word, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2 says this, as we celebrate our moms today. It gives us a straight commandment. It says, honor your mother and your father, which is the first commandment with promise. I don't need to go into a lot of text here. I could just stay right there because that is very, very important. If God takes the time to make sure that in our spirit and in our heart that we honor our mother and our father, then it's important to God. And if it's important to God, it should be important to us. Come on, church, as we celebrate and give honor to our mothers today, let's not it just be what I say, or I gave a card, or I gave a candy, or I sent some gift that indicated that I'm celebrating or honoring you, mother. Honoring is more than just what we give and how we say it. Honoring is a lifestyle, and it's a thought of how we present ourselves in that lifestyle. Come on, it's important that we be a people of honor and dignity because we are God's chosen people. And because we are God's chosen people, we should live with a dignity and an honorable spirit. Come on, what made Daniel different amongst all the other slaves and all the other people there is Daniel had an excellent spirit. And part of that excellent spirit was he was an honorable man. He was an honorable man, and that rose him not from the depths of the bottom, but to the tops of where God wanted him to be, because his spirit separated him because he was an honorable man. See, understand this, honor in the definition of it is about respect and submission to whom we give to an individual. That's what honor is. How do we reverence or how do we give respect to someone or an individual in our life? And God says, honor your father and your mother. Give respect to them. Come on, I'm not talking about conditional or strings attached affection to your parents. I'm talking about because they are your parents, God says to honor them. Come on, the challenge is so many people put stipulations and conditions on how they honor their parents. Well, they didn't take me to King's Dominion. Or we never been on a vacation. Or we had it hard coming up. You don't know how my father was and my mama was. Come on, God's not looking at the excuses that we can make. God is looking for the kind of people that we become as we become honorable people, that we honor them in spite of. Come on, in spite of. It doesn't matter. God doesn't say, well, if they did everything right, if they bought you the shoes you wanted, or if you dressed the way you wanted to, if you lived where you wanted to, if you went where you wanted to. God didn't say and put conditions on your honor. Come on, we do. We put the conditions on. We put the challenges and stipulations on ourselves. Oh, I'm going to honor you if you're worthy of honor. Well, I'm going to call you who you should be, doctor or pastor so-and-so, if I think I should. No, God gives a straight commandment, honor your father and your mother. Come on, this should be a Sunday school lesson every time a child comes to church that does not know honor. I think so many times we put so much emphasis on, well, do you love them? Do you treat them right? Are you caring for them? And we never teach them how to honor. Never teach them how to honor. And it becomes difficult for them as they grow up and they're challenged because they've never been taught to honor the family, the father and the mother in their lives. And honor becomes difficult for them because they've never been taught it. People have demanded it, and people have required respect, but still until it's placed in the heart of a man or woman, then they won't give it. Come on, honor is very important to God and for the people of God. We must have this as part of who we are and what we're clothed with to have the honor of God on our lives. Come on, I want you to look at your Bibles in Proverbs chapter 3 with me real quick. I want to point this text out to you because it's important to God, and I want God to speak to you today so that your honor, it becomes that much more dignified and within yourself so that no one is left without honor. Come on, Proverbs chapter 3. I want to look at verse 6 if you have your Bibles. Amen. Look at verse 6 with me, and it says this. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, God, and he, God, shall direct thy paths. That's a great promise. We've heard that. That's a common scripture, very popular scripture. But let's go on a little further in verse 7. It says, and be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Oh, what that got to do with honor? Okay, stay with me. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. And look what it says here we go. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance. Everything you are. Everything I have. Come on, if I'm going to live honorable and be honorable, then the scripture says here, it says, honor the Lord with thy substance. That means what I am and who I am and what I have, it belongs to God. Come on, we say it all the time, and we say, oh, it belongs to God. We sing about it belongs to God, but does it really belong to God? It says, honor the Lord with thy substance. New King James Verse says, with thy possessions. And with the first fruits, that means it goes to him first. With the first fruits of all your increases, where we get the first fruit principle. And many of us don't operate in it and we don't understand it. And maybe I haven't taught enough on it, but it's a first fruit principle. Come on, this is not about your tithe. This is not about what you give the offer. It is about the first fruit, what we dedicate to God first. See, and the scripture says if the first part is holy, then the whole lump is holy. Come on, that's why he gives us commandments. Psalm 100, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise and be thankful unto him. Why? Because thanksgiving leads the way. It's the first priority of principle. If we're not grateful and thankful, then it's going to be hard to bless his name. Come on, first fruits is an honorable thing in our lives as people of God is because we've allocated everything else and said, the first thing I'm going to do is honor God. Come on, that's why we worship on the first day of the week. That's why there's all sorts of discourse and disputes about the Sabbath day and how to honor it and what to do on it. It's because this is about the first that we're going to give to God. It is about how I've consecrated my section of time, my section of life, my section of being for God. It's the first fruit. Come on, I'm not talking about just my possessions. I'm talking about my time. I'm talking about my effort, my resources, everything. The first of it belongs to God. Because if the first part of the lump is holy, then the whole lump is holy. Come on. Honor God. Look what he says here, verse 10. He gives us the promise. So your barns will be filled with plenty. Come on. Anybody short in the bank account? God's promise says your barn will be filled with plenty. And your vats will overflow with new wine. That means he's always going to keep doing something in your life. But it first starts with honor. Come on, not without honor in this place, not without honor in the church of God and in the people of God. Listen, he says here, he says, and your vats will overflow with new wine is the promise that God was going to always live, helping you to increase in your life because you are honorable. Amen? Come on, our commitment to honor is how we experience fulfillment in our lives. Listen to me, church. Our lack of honor has caused so many people to be living in a lack of fulfillment in their lives. Come on, come on. God wants to help us live an abundant life in Christ Jesus. Not just barely making it. Not just barely getting along. Not just beaten down with this health challenge and this condition in my life. That's not God's will. When those adversities come and those challenges come in our life, it is the will of the enemy to destroy our lives. That's his job, kill, steal, and destroy. But God says, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, this is the abundant life that God has, and it starts with this, honor. When we learn to honor, then we learn to live in the abundance of Christ. For that, I'm thankful unto God. If I got a little, if I have a lot, it doesn't matter where I am, I'm still thankful to God. Come on, hear me, church. It is because of that and because people have failed to give God his proper honor or live an honorable life that they have failed to live the abundant life that is in Christ Jesus. Hear me out, church. Come on, look at Matthew chapter 15. I want us to see this because when I make these points and I'm trying to get to your spirit and really help your heart to hear this, I want to also see you see it in the Word of God to confirm it so that it is illuminated in your heart because that's what saves us. That's what teaches us is the Word of God. So turn with me in Matthew chapter 15. Got a few more scriptures that I want to share today. This is a special Sunday. I want to make sure our moms are blessed. I want to make sure we are blessed so that we are living this life, understanding honor, and not just the tradition of men. Oh, it's Mother's Day. Get the cards. Go to dinner. Well, not this time because we're on social distancing. But we do all these things to try to make up for the honor that we really did not give. Because we're living a certain way and doing certain things, and we think honor is about, well, I showed up. I got you a card. You like those earrings? I blessed you real good, But really the blessing is the blessed life that a mother who lived and birthed you and raised you see you live it out. Blessings in your life. That's the blessed life. But we have to learn this principle of honor. Come on, Matthew chapter 15, look at verse 8 with me if you have it. Let's look at verse 8 real quick. Look what the words in red, Jesus said it. He said here in verse 8, he said, these people. And I like the way my scripture says it, because all his words are in red. But when it said these people, that's in black. That means it's all of us. He said, these people, he's setting aside, he said, these people. He said, they draw near to me, still in verse 8, they draw near to me with their mouth. Come on, we got a lot of people that's good at talking a good talk, but are we walking a good walk? Come on, he says, they draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips. But hear this, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me. Come on, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Come on, what is that doing? The tradition. Come on, I'm not trying to teach you tradition. I want you to live by the word of God. And God says, don't just honor me with your lips, but honor me in your hearts. That's what he's talking about, honor. Come on, this talks about the hypocrisy of our lives. To say one thing, but we're doing another. Well, I love you, Lord. And then you walk out of the church and you're somebody else. We don't know who you are. But when we honor God, that's not just what I sing. It's not just how I worship. It is how I live. Come on, how we live is important to God. And it's an indication of how we honor God. Listen to me. Our commitment to honor God and people in our lives is more than lip service. Come on, you could be howdy doody and everything's cool and praise the Lord and then go home and you're talking trash about the pastor or the deacons or the teachers. Come on, what are we doing? We're saying one thing, but we're doing another. Come on, it's the hypocrisy of our lives. Come on, I can tell you as a pastor, when I interact with people, I try to learn because people, we need to know who's honorable. We need to know that people that's not talking one thing, and then when you go to greet them or you go to greet their children, they don't want nothing to do with you. That's because what's being said on the outside is not what's being said on the inside. It's unhonorable. Come on, we got to change the dynamics so that we are not a people that are without honor. That we are a people that when we have Mother's Day, it's a celebration and it's an honorable celebration. It's not an obligation. I'm not trying to do this just because it's the day. It's because God wants me to live honorably. Come on, so when we have special days in our life, these days of honor, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Grandparents' Day. Come on, Pastor Appreciation Day. Can I throw that in there? Come on, it's not just lip service. We're honor. Come on, nobody is where they are because they said they ran to the front of the line. Don't happen like that. It's when God calls, we just have to answer. And what makes it honorable is not how good a person they are, it's that they're honoring God with their lives. That's what makes it honorable. Come on, it's no surprise you weren't a stillborn, that you weren't aborted by your mom. But because God called her to be the mother to you, it's honorable. Even if they didn't do it the way you wanted them to, and even if you think you could have did a better job, and for many of the young parents, they think they can do a better job. But the reality is they're honorable because they accepted the call. Come on, Shirley Caesar has a song that says, no charge. Blesses me every time I hear it, old as it is. Come on. The little boy wanted some money for doing all the things he did around the house and what he wanted to do. Wrote a letter to Mama, said, Mama, you owe me. Mama wrote him a letter back and said, for the 9 months that she carried you, comforted you, and saw you through, there was no charge. Come on, if our kids could get that today, come on, it would change the revelation of honor in their lives. There's no charge. Come on, Jesus did the same thing. He said, for the cross and for the nails and for the whipping I took for you, there was no charge. But yet we still looking to see how we can add it all up. You can't add it up. You can only give honor to whom honor is due. Come on, come on, let's stay in the word. Come on, our mothers deserve honor in our lives. We're more than just our words. Come on, I'm talking about our respect. Come on, respect and reverence for them as being the one who brought us into this world. Yeah, before we were in our mother's womb, God formed us. He knew us. He's the author of our lives. But she carried out the mission. And now here we are. Come on, that's why I honor my wife. I honor my mother-in-law, all mothers. Because they're carrying out an assignment we couldn't carry out. Come on, I seen them go. I seen my wife go through and have our children. It was an assignment. They would never know what it cost her. And the revelation and the pain that she went through to endure for them. So sometimes to hear that or anything that's not respectful to them from a child she brought into this world, it takes me to another level. Come on, because it's without honor. And that's not godly. We got to live with honor. Come on, church, hear this, hear this. I will honor her when she does right or when she's done everything. No, you honor her because she heard the voice of God and you are here. Come on, I will honor her when I want to, when I have to, when it's convenient for me. No, we honor her at all times in the name of Jesus. Come on, this is where we miss God. Come on, we can be religious all we want. But if we don't understand the principles of God, and honor is the principle of God, he talks about honoring your mom and your dad. It's a principle. See, we miss God when we miss honor. Come on, I'm about to close here. We become situational in our honor. When they bought you the new car, when they helped get you through high school and college and helped you through life. Come on, that's what we want to honor. So I can tell you, a godly child going to honor their parents in all times, in all places, and for all things. Come on, it's important that they get this. It's important that we understand that so that we don't grow up and we're 30 and we're 40 and we're 50 and we're 60 and we've never honored our parents the way God desires for us to honor them. Come on, this is a principle of God. We have shorted some things in our life because we have not learned to honor. Come on, maybe you haven't had a chance to honor your mom. Maybe your mom has gone on to be with the Lord. Maybe you haven't had that chance, but that doesn't stop you from passing it on to your children. So do they honor their mother at all times? Come on, my father taught me that at a young age. See, he would take me to work. I was 14 years old. He had me on a work permit working every summer. And every time I made a little bit of money, I thought that money was for me. I can hear all the amens coming in. I thought that money was for me. And so many times that's a selfish way that we indoctrinate ourselves as we grow up. But my father taught me something at a very young age. I was 14 years old. I was saving up money all summer because I was going to buy the first pair of Air Jordans. You know, the red, black, and white ones. They were special. And I thought, hey, I'm going to get me these Air Jordans. And after the first check, I came home, counted up my money, and said, I'm almost there, Dad. And then Dad said, here, let me show you what you need to do with that money. He says, first thing you do is give your mother 10%. I said, what? She ain't do nothing. She ain't help me carry none of them blocks. Why I gotta give her money? I didn't understand honor. I'm 14 years old. I'm thinking about me and what I can do with this money. My father says, the first thing you do, don't give me anything. Don't pay me. Don't give your mother 10%. It blew my mind. But it taught me a lesson of honor that I didn't know then. But it was taught to me at a young age. Come on, many of y'all living at home still. And don't give your mother a dime. Don't honor in any way like that. But I can tell you it's a principle. Come on, and I can tell you it helped relate so that when it's time to give up the other dime, the dime that you should have gave first to God, it becomes easier. I can tell you, God taught me a lesson there, that not only to honor my mother with this financial blessing, but it helped me and paved my mind to be able to honor God as I grew up. That it wasn't a problem to give. Wasn't a problem to honor God with the first fruit of all my increase. Why? Because it had been taught to me at a young age. Come on, God wants to teach you right now. I'm going a little longer. It's Mother's Day. I want to bless our parents. I want to bless our moms today. I want to help them, and I want to help them by helping us. Because when we learn honor, we'll pass it on. And then we won't see another generation that's living without honor. Come on, there's so much to it. There's so much to this principle and this concept in our lives. And I'm not just talking about Mother's Day. I'm talking about Father's Day. I'm talking about supervisors, bosses, elders, whoever's in authority in your life. Romans chapter 13 gives us the outline of how to do it. Even when you don't like them, you must honor. And I'm not talking about situational honor, lip service, with eye service when they can see you. No. Everyday lifestyle. Come on, I learned that principle young. And many of us need to teach our children. First thing, you're on your mom. Come on, you don't know what she went through to bring you here. Come on, the Spirit of the Lord, it comes upon her to have this supernatural childbirth. And it's you. But yet you want to live without honor. Come on. Come on. When we don't honor our mother, when we do certain things in our lives. Come on, I can tell you, when I was young, I didn't understand that. But we got to teach it so that children and young people are not doing it now. See, we don't honor our mother when we up late at night running the streets and she up all night worrying about you. That ain't honor. Oh, we don't honor our mother when you had four or five children in the house and your mother ain't been to a wedding yet. That's not honor. Come on, we have misplaced some of these principles of the world trying to coddle and love on these kids, and we have not taught them honor. That's dishonorable. And we don't want to live as a people who are without honor. Come on, it's important to us that we learn to do this. Come on, we don't honor our mother when we're speaking to people, we're sneaking people in and out of the house and she don't know. That's not honor. Come on, we don't honor our mother when somebody she don't even know and she don't even know who you are after she raised you. That's not honor. Well, I don't like this about this and I don't like that about this. That's not honor. Come on, we don't honor our mother when we cuss and fuss and act like a fool in her presence. Why are we acting like that? That's not honor. It's not honoring your mother because you can cuss and you can act a fool. That's not honor. That's dishonorable. That's disrespectful. And no one should be living as a godly feeling child without honor. Come on, people of God, if we're going to honor God, we need to honor those whom God desires for you to honor. Come on, stop this situational honor and these things that we call honor that are not. Come on, God says when we honor with the first fruit of our possessions, then our vats will be filled with plenty. Come on. This is a place that God wants to take us and where we need to be as the children of God. Honorable people. Come on, that's why, listen to me, church, that's why so many of our children struggle with honor. Most of the time because they have seen so much dishonor. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, I can break it down for you. Come on, when we come home complaining about the job and talking about the supervisor and the boss, that's dishonor. Come on, when you come home and you done been someplace and you're at work church and you talking about the pastor and you about this and that and around your children, that's dishonor. Come on, when husbands, hear me now, when husbands talk about their wives to their children, that's dishonor. When wives talk about their husbands to their children, that's dishonor. Come on, we got to understand what it looks like. See, dishonor takes on different forms of rebellion and discord. And we accept it because we have our opinion and we have our feelings, but yet it's making us unhonorable. It's making us live without honor. Come on, it's dishonorable. See, when you talk about people in authority in your lives and you're talking down on them, when you're talking about your president, Trump, it's your president. You dishonor. And now we have a whole legacy of people who are not short to dishonor. No, he may not be the best. He may not be nothing you think of. He may be making wrong decisions. He may not have been your choice, but he's still the president. And every time you talk to your kids and around people, and you dishonor. You dishonor. And then we wonder why so many people are struggling and why our internets and our airways and Twitter is so blown up. It's because we are people without honor. And we learn it and we teach it and we expect people to be different, but yet we still stick with this dishonorable way. Let me tell you, church, this is important for us as a principle of God, as a people of God, that we learn to live honorably. Come on, not only are we honoring our moms and we honor our dad, we honor the people around. That's God's way. Come on, Daniel didn't agree with everything that Nebuchadnezzar did. Daniel didn't agree, but because he was honorable. He had an excellent spirit. See, God only helps us in our ways when even though we know or we see wrongdoing or things that are wrong, we're not going to be dishonorable. Come on, some people live to break other people down or to see other people fall. That's dishonorable. And within the church, the Bible calls it discord among the brethren. And it's unhonorable. When we have to be so very careful, church, in how we live so that we can receive the promises of God. Come on, I got a few scriptures. I want to let you go. Honor your mothers today. Come on, change their lives. Change your life so that we are more honorable. Come on, I love the scripture in Chronicles where the Bible is going on numbering all the people. But it gets to the chapter and it says, Jabez was more honorable. Come on, it's all in the Word of God. It said Jabez was more honorable. Not because he had a messed up name, not because he was out a fighter, he was a troublemaker, which he was. But something in him became more honorable when he went to God and said, God, change me. See, it caused me to do no pain, enlarge my territory. We talk about Jabez all the time. But the Bible talked about him first and called him more honorable. Come on, he was more honorable than his brothers. he was more honorable than the people that was around him. Because he was willing, he allowed God to change his ways. Come on, hear me now. Get your Bible. Let's run through these scriptures real quick. I got about five, six scriptures here. I'm going to talk to you and hit it. I'm going beyond my time, but help me out and stay with me, please, because I want us to get all of this. First scriptures in 1 Timothy chapter 5. Come on, 1 Timothy chapter 5. I'm going to go quickly, so get with it. 1 Timothy chapter 5. Come on, look at verse 1 through 4 with me, and then we're going to skip down to verse 17. It says, do not rebuke an older man. Hear that now. All you young men out here cussing out these old men or acting like you know more than the old man because you got a different degree. It don't make you better. Scripture says, do not rebuke an older man. That's what it means. That's what it means. It says, but listen to what it says. But exhort him as a father. Woo! I mean, we should be walking around calling these people's dad. Hey, brother, not just brother. Hey, dad. That's how we show honor. Hey, dad. And they may look around at first and like, you talking to me? I know of a lot of people y'all have played with it over the years in the world, calling people mother, brother, sister, auntie, niecey, uncle, all that. But they ain't none of that. But if we're going to be honorable, let's start there. Hey, dad. Come on, some old men won't even receive it because they're still trying to stay young. Don't worry about it. Let the age catch you because the wisdom will too. Hey, dad. Look what it said. Exhort him as a father and younger men as brothers. Hey, brother. Hey, brother. Hey, brother. Come on, that's how we have this brother and sisterhood in church. In the scripture, it's honorable. And then when you speak to people, that's my sister, that's my brother, then you can treat them as such. Then maybe we won't have so much homosexuality and adultery and whoremongering in the church when we're honorable. When you see people the way they need to be seen. And not running in and out of church and seeing who there and who will say yes and who will say no. Come on, listen to this. It says, and older women, oh, here I'm on your street, moms, as mothers, and younger women as sisters. Listen to this, with all purity. And hear this, verse 3. Honor widows who are really widows. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn how to show piety at home and to repay their parents. Hear that? How to repay who? Their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God. Come on, skip down to verse 17. Listen to this. And it says this. It says in verse 17, and let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who hear this, who labor in the word and doctrine. Just trying to teach us how to be saved in church. Look at 2 Timothy. Let's skip over one more chapter, 2 Timothy. Chapter 2, look at verse 20 with me. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20. Just hang on. I know we're going a little long today, but it's all right. It's Mother's Day. Let's honor them. Honor them by getting this word in your heart. Come on, verse 20. It says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Come on, stuff that can last and be endured and stuff that get burnt up. Look, in verse 21 it says, so therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, from what? The stuff that gets burnt up. Come on, the stuff that wood and clay in your life. Listen to that. If he can cleanse himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor. That's all we're doing. We're trying to get all that stuff that need to be burnt out of your life, out of your life. So the things that stand are sure and proven and are like silver and gold in your life. Come on. It says you'll be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master. Whew. Anybody want to be used by God? Come on. If you really want to be used by God, let God do some things in your life. Let him burn away some of the things that we hold on to that are not godly. Come on, 1 Peter. Come on, we're getting there, church. We're getting there. Stay with me. 1 Peter chapter 2. Come on, verse 11. I'm going a little fast, but I'm giving you the scriptures. You can look back at them. Verse 11 says this. Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against your soul. Having your conduct, listen to me, having your conduct honorable, listen, honorable among the Gentiles, the sinners. Come on, it puzzles me, it baffles me, so many people who are godly trying to fit in the world. But the scripture says, let your conduct be honorable among the Gentiles. That means you should be different. You should act different. You should talk different. And guess what? Even the sinners will honor you because they see that you are honorable. Come on, listen to this. It says, and having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Come on, God, he tried to help us. He really tried to help us throughout this word of God to help us stay honorable and a people that appreciate God and honor God with their lives. Come on, 1 Peter 2. We still in 1 Peter 2. Flip down to verse 17. It says here, and honor all people. What? Honor all people. Why? It says here, he goes on to say, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. This part always gets me. I'm like, honor all people? Why does he say that? Because all people are what we see as the image of God. We all have been made in the image of God. That's why the scripture says in 1 John, how can you say you hate your brother who you can see and love God who you cannot see? Calls them liars. Why? Because of this scripture. Honor all people. Love the brotherhood. Come on, last one. I'm going to cut this off right here. 1 Peter 3. And I want to look at verse 1 right here. It says, wives likewise, be submissive to your own husbands. Let's not forget that. That even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the what? Conduct. You're more honorable. Come on, accompanied by fear. Come on, and it goes on to exhort the women, and it goes down to verse 7 to exhort the husband. It says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding. Listen, why? Giving honor to the wife. Didn't even call her mother. He said, to the wife. If she put up with you, she get honor. If she can deal with you, she deserve honor. Well, it said, and giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel. Not because she's stronger or weaker than you because she can't pump 100 pounds, but because she has been made different from you. And it says, and as heirs and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Woo! There's a lot to hear. There's a lot to say. But most of all, we do not want to be a people that's not without honor. God is after us. Well, much as I want to be a blessing to my mother and to my wife and to all the mothers that are close to me that I know and want to share the love of God with them and to honor them and respect them as being a mother, it starts with honoring God. If I can learn to honor God, it's going to be easy for me to honor my wife, my mom, and all the others that are mothers that are close to me. This is an honorable time. So I'm just praying, let's not be a people without honor. Let's honor God as we honor our moms. Because when we honor our moms, we say, God, I honor you. and it will be well with our soul. So while every head is bowed, every eye is closed, thank you, Father, for your amazing grace and your precious time that you give us. Thank you for being patient with us as we learn along the way, giving you our best, God. Now sow into our heart what we need, and let this seed grow, not 30, not 60, but 100 in our lives, and produce the fruit that you desire. So I pray for all those that are here, especially our moms. Maybe you're here and you're a hurting mom. Maybe you're here and you're a desperate mom. Maybe you're here like so many mothers who are living without honor. Children don't honor you. Job don't honor you. People don't honor you. Come on, I pray for you right now. That's my prayer today. That nobody around you will be without honor. But they will know you and see you as the gift that you are and the blessing that you are from God. So, Father, I pray for all mothers right now, no matter where they are, hurting, disappointed, discouraged. Come on, you said that you will rise us up, oh God. Challenge us to be greater than, to do more than. In Jesus' name, Father, I bless you for it all. And God, I pray for those who are far away from you, who don't know you. May you prick their heart today to come to Jesus, right where they are. Maybe they've lived wayward and done their own thing and did their own thing and expected mom just to live dishonor. Never apologize to mom. Mom, I'm sorry. Mom, I'm sorry for where I've been and what I've done to dishonor you. God, make up the difference in their life as they accept you as their Lord and their Savior in Jesus' name. So the old things will be passed away, and behold, all things will be new. It'll be new in their children. It'll be new in their grandchildren. It'll be new in all the people around them, because not only have they accepted Jesus, but they've walked out this life responsibly and honorably. So do that and even more in the name of Jesus, God. As we close out this service, we never close you out of our lives. So today I pray for those who are receiving Jesus for the first time. May you come into their heart like never before, creating them a new heart and a new spirit so they may live this life boldly and acceptable unto you, Lord God. These we ask and more in Jesus' name. May you be blessed in all your doings. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you. We will see you again on Wednesday. And until then, stay safe, stay protected, and most of all, live honorably. In Jesus' name, amen.